This is KNX In Depth with Mike Simpson. I'm Charles Feldman.
Well, the bill has come due for the president's expanded July 4th extravaganza. It looks like Washington, D.C. is holding the tab, thanks to a much more elaborate program and the inclusion of the president himself, who in past years didn't come to the National Mall for the fireworks show. The security fund has been drained there in D.C. It didn't help that they're also still waiting reimbursement for something else big that happened a couple years back.
Yeah, in fact, apparently the security fund is now something like $6 million in debt, and this is money that is used for counterterrorism programs in the Capitol. Robert White is a member of the D.C. Council. That's the legislative body that governs Washington, D.C. Thank you for joining us. So I want to make sure I understand this. So the president of the United States, in holding his extravaganza on July the 4th, in effect, ended up bankrupting the fund that the nation's capital uses to help shield itself against terrorism. Is that kind of it in a nutshell?
That's pretty much it. I mean, the president, of course, you know, the inauguration cost the district taxpayer $7.3 million. The president's elaborate 4th of July cost our taxpayers $1.7 million. Then there's a federal fund that is supposed to reimburse us for those costs, but the fund has been depleted by $6 million. And so, you know, remember, anytime the president travels, anytime there are dignitaries, anytime there are protests at the White House, inauguration, 4th of July, it requires a significant amount of manpower from our police department, from the local D.C. police department. And traditionally, those costs have been reimbursed, but now we are at a point where the cost overruns have just stretched us too far, and it's falling on D.C. taxpayers.
You mentioned the inauguration. That was the other little thing that happened that you haven't been paid for, because you're still waiting for the money on that, too. So now it's double.
That's right. The inauguration was $7.3 million, and I think it was plenty foreseeable that the federal government was really going to draw down too far on this emergency planning and security fund, and unfortunately, they have not reimbursed, and so our mayor, Muriel Bowser, sent a letter to the president yesterday, and saying, you know, hey, Mr. President, you are now really imposing on D.C. taxpayers. We want to continue to provide all the necessary protective services for residents, for visitors, for dignitaries, but we got to be reimbursed.
Can you send the White House to a collection agency?
I wish we could. You know, the government loves to exempt itself from the laws that we pass on to other people.
Why is it so difficult to get the money? Has it always been this hard? Do you have to go after them all the time?
There have been delays in the past, but this series of drawdowns has been particularly alarming, because the burden is not usually this heavy, and we generally have some faith that the fund will get reimbursed or re-upped by Congress. But because of what are really just exploding costs continuing and really setting a pattern, there is some nervousness in the district that the president will continue to impose on D.C. residents and D.C. taxpayers, and really not help us out the way that he should.
Do you have to spend the money? I mean, can you simply say the next time, sorry, Mr. President, you haven't paid up yet, so we're not going to pay a penny?
Well, that would be nice, but we recognize that, unfortunately, the people put most at risk are not the president. He has Secret Service. We have to protect not just D.C. residents, but generally tourists and people who come to his parades and his inauguration. And we do have an obligation to keep people in our city safe. And so we don't, I think, want this to become a contentious thing, or say, hey, we're not going to provide the Metropolitan Police Department that do an excellent job with these types of things, because that would put people at risk.
You've used the word imposed upon twice. Just living there, do you feel imposed upon a lot? Everything going on, motorcades rushing around, no representation.
I got caught behind a motorcade today just trying to get into work. It's something that you kind of get used to, being in D.C. and working downtown. I think it's an honor to be in the place, the seat of government, you know, the nation's really kind of backyard, the nation's city. But laws that Congress imposes on D.C., funding that the president imposes on D.C., those are things that really kind of move us outside of being kind of neighbors and neighborly into a more serious place of saying, look, you're really putting a federal burden onto local taxpayers that are already carrying a very heavy weight.
Well, what's the next extravaganza planned there?
I wish I knew. None of us know what the president has cooking in his head. In fact, on the 4th of July itself, D.C. was still trying to figure out exactly what the president's plans were. I think he was figuring out some of them on the fly. So hopefully we'll have a break between extravaganzas, but we shall see.
Have any damage in the streets from those tanks?
No damage that I have seen or heard of. Luckily, the president and his folks decided to bring the tanks on flatbed trucks. And so that reduced damage to the streets. But of course, some of this damage is things that you don't see immediately. So there may be damage, there may not be, but none that I have seen so far.
Robert White, member of the D.C. Council, legislative body that governs Washington, D.C.
When KNX In-Depth continues, as the victorious American women's soccer players celebrate their World Cup in New York City, there was another World Cup celebration a lot closer to home.